السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Indeed, your Lord is wasi', vast in His forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who stretches out His forgiveness at night, such that those who have done wrong in the day can repent, and who stretches out His forgiveness in the day, such that those who have done wrong in the night can do the same. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely One, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten to forgiveness from your Lord, and a garden as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who are righteous. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon those who truly give themselves to Him, truly become His dutiful servants, by saying, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, don't ever despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all sins, for He is the most forgiving and He is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful verse tells us that the way of the believer is perpetual hope, that his raja, his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never falls short, because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one in whom one's hopes can always be met, provided one attains a degree of sidq and sincerity in their tawbah and turning back to Him. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a hadith qudsi, which is a hadith that is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly relating, is reported to have said, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una billayli wal nahar. Indeed, you commit wrongdoings and sins in both the day and the night. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, and I am the one who forgives all of the sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, so seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. This beautiful hadith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a testimony to telling us that the way of the believer in his rising, in his ascending towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a way of also seeking forgiveness. For the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, He says, Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Indeed, your Lord is wasi', is vast, is immense in His maghfirah. So don't ever lose hope. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite being what we believe isma, having infallibility with regards to committing sins willingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destined that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make istighfar. In the narration it says 70 marra, which means 70 times, which also means an innumerable amount. And what does this mean? This means that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was setting the qudwa, the example for us, in that istighfar is not only a forgiveness from sins, but is the means by which you continually rise and are raised in your ranks towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the ulama say, hasanatul abrar sayyatul muqarrabin, that the good deeds of someone who is pious becomes the bad deeds who are those of who are even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the ulama say, what was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seeking forgiveness for, if he was someone who could never sin, and he was someone who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave both that which preceded and that which comes from wrongdoing? And what he was seeking forgiveness for was whenever he would, in his continual rising in his status to towards Allah, whenever he would look at his past deeds, he would realize that his status has so risen that it required forgiveness from that. And this is why the way of forgiveness is a way of sayr, it's a way of striving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا. Race to maghfirah from your Lord and the Jannah, whose arduha ka ardi samai wal ard, whose vastness is as the vastness of the heavens and the earth. U'iddat lilladhina amanu billahi wa rusulihi, and is created for those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. Thalika fadlullahi yu'tihi man yasha'u wallahu dhul fadlil 'azim. This is the great success. This is the great bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whom He wills. But He has bound up His will with those who seek Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dhul fadlil azim. He is the one who possesses the great success. So why should we seek any form of success or bounty from other than Him? And this beauty of forgiveness being the means by which we enter into this race of proceeding to our Lord is the way of what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the way of seeking good was a way of, not only as you seek good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive people's misdeeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And those who believe and do righteous deeds, we will surely remove from them their سَيِّئَات, that which they did that was wrong, and we will reward them with the best of what they did. What a beautiful and noble Lord. Subhanallah, that because you made your intent Allah, because you made your focus Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful in the jaza, in His reward, that He will remove the misdeeds because of the power and beauty of your intent and your acting in accordance with that. And then He will give your jaza, your reward, based on the best of what you did. And so this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us, to always believe in this maghfirah, and to always believe in this ajrun azim. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those who believe and those who do righteous deeds that they have what? مَغْفِرَةٌ and ajrun azim, and a great reward. And this is tied up with doing the good deeds. And that's why you find all of these different ways of worship, from the salah, from wudu. The Prophet ﷺ, not a person, said to the nearest meaning that there's not a person who perfects his ablution, his wudu, and not a person who offers his prayer, but that his sins are pardoned between each one and the next. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ spoke about how when a person enters the musalla, the angels start invoking blessings from the moment he makes that intention to the moment he departs. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ said, someone who does his wudu and does it well and comes to the Jum'ah Salah and attends the khutbah and sits as close to as possible as to the khatib and keeps quiet and listens, then he is forgiven what was between that and the previous Friday, between 3 days or more. And this is a Sahih Hadith in Sahih Muslim. And so all of these aspects of ibadah, which are different in their natures, become means of maghfirah. From them is also giving of your wealth, infaq. Look at this beautiful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ شَكُورٌ حَنِيمٌ. He said, if you lend Allah a goodly loan, He will multiply it for you and forgive you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. So this good deed of putting your hand in your pockets and giving money to the fuqara, to those who are in need, to the as-sadaqah, this becomes a means by which what? You avail of Allah's maghfirah. But what a beautiful way of expressing this. Allah says, if you could lend Allah a goodly loan. Now the idea, this has many analogies, and the ulama say, what a beautiful way of expressing, because in reality Allah owns you and your wealth. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِّعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Everything you have of a blessing is from Allah. And so we should feel ashamed when Allah is asking from us that which already we have, is His. And He's asking us only to give us yudha'if, to give us a multiplied of what was already His. He's asking us to give us this money that was already His, and He says He will return it. That's the benefit of a loan. He will yudha'if, He will increase it. You give you more in return, in this dunya and in akhirah. And the ulama say, how ashamed we should feel when Allah uses these words to say, who is it that will lend? And we don't give. And we don't put our hands in our pockets and give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is another means of attaining maghfirah, because Allah wants us to attain this maghfirah. And maghfirah is often translated as forgiveness, but in it is a wholeness. Ghufran means to be covered in this beauty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to complete us, wants to envelop us in His maghfirah. Wasi'un maghfirah. His rahmah wasi'at kullu shay. His rahmah encompasses everything, and He wants you to be encompassed in it. And so He's made all of these different ibadah al-mutanawwi'ah, these different means and types of ibadah, so you can avail from the asbab of this maghfirah and rahmah. You can bring it in your life, because walidhalika khalaqahum. He created that, created you to give you that, but He wants you to act on what He wants to give you. He wants to give you everything in this world, and the sa'adat al-abadiyah, that perpetual happiness in the dar al-akhirah, in the next. But that's contingent on you acting with accordance to what He's telling you is in your best interests. And so from this come all of these beautiful things of seeking maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've spoken about the different ways of different ibadah. From them, brothers and sisters, apart from charity, is dhikr. The Prophet ﷺ mentions various types of dhikr. He said, مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَحَدٌ يَقُولُ. There's no one on earth who says, who shall say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا كُفِرَتْ عَنْهُ خَطَايَاهُ وَلَوْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَيْدِ الْبَحْرِ زبد البحر. The Prophet ﷺ said, there is no one who will make this dhikr, right? The one I said, which is La ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, except that all of his sins, all of his wrongdoings can be pardoned, even if they are like the zabad al-bahar, like the foam of the sea, the froth of the sea. And so this is the power of dhikr. There are other hadith. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that anyone who says La ilaha illallah Al-Halimul Kareem, La ilaha illallah Al-Aliyul Azeem, Subhanallah Rabbil Arshil Azeem, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Prophet ﷺ said anyone who says these things, this is from the greatest of dhikr that a person can make, by which they seek maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another way of seeking maghfirah is by showing ihsan to other people, by showing goodly behavior to other people. And from this is the ihsan that each of us have to our walidain, bir al-walidain, to our parents. The Prophet ﷺ gives the example of the anbiya. Obviously the Quran gives the example of the anbiya, and how Sayyidina Ibrahim used to say, Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya. He used to say, Oh Allah, forgive me and my parents. And the in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man will be raised on in his status in paradise, and he will say, where did this come from? And it will say, فَيُقَالْ بِإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَلَدِكْ لَكْ, through the remembrance of the forgiveness of your son for you. So we as children, for all of that our parents have given us, and through the ihsan that we owe them, we should make never forget to seek forgiveness from them in our du'as, whether they be alive or whether they've passed, but especially if they've passed on to their Lord. Because the du'a of a walad salih, the du'a of a righteous child, continues to benefit the parents even after they've left their world. So this is a type of sadaqatun jariyah. This is a type of perpetual charity which goes back to the parents. And so this is something we should hope to give our parents, to constantly make dua for them, and also teach our children to make dua, so the hope that may they make dua for us. And in this regards, I just want to touch upon that one final thing at the end of this khutbah from ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for every month, every shan, and we're coming up to the most, we're in the most holiest of months, and we're coming up to perhaps the most holiest of the months, Ramadan, but this is now the month of Sha'ban. And in this month, brothers and sisters, there is a preparation for Ramadan, but also there is a great night. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, يَطَّلِعُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ لَيْلَةَ نِسْفِ مِنَ الشَّعْبَانِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah gazes upon the hearts of His creation on the night of the middle, obviously the 15th of Sha'ban, as is the middle. And it says in this hadith, فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ, and He will forgive the khalq, but this is contingent now, إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكٍ أَوْ مُشَاحِنٍ, except for one who associates other than Allah, is worshipping other than Allah in his heart, or someone who's harboring hatred against another person unfairly. And so brothers and sisters, if we want to seek the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He pardon our faults, then this is one of the greatest of opportunities to gain His forgiveness. But look at the beauty of this hadith and the ishara, the indication therein, which is that if you want to get forgiven from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to learn how to forgive others. You need to learn how to pardon others. You need to learn how salamatu sadr, a open heart, a heart that forgives. You need to learn wasi'a. You need to be broad in your ability to have forgiveness, and layin, and to be soft on the people next to you. Because kama tudinu tudan, as you are, so you shall reap. As you behave to others, so you shall beget behavior done to you. Hal jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan, is not the good reward of recompense goodly behavior? Goodly behavior done to you, to good begets good. وَالْعَكْسُ كَذَلِكَ, and the opposite likewise. If you are bad to someone else, and you are oppressing the creation, and you are harboring grudges and hatred in your heart, then what do you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in availing maghfirah, when you have not taken the asbab? And from these various asbab that we've mentioned, the doing of good, is also making sure your heart is pure and saleem. pure and sound that your heart is able to forgive. Your heart is easygoing. Your heart is soft and gentle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us such hearts. Because our hearts are corrupted. I speak for myself here. Our hearts are corrupted. And if this is the criterion by which we avail of maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nothing can purify us except a gaze from Him. So we ask Him, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, by the barakah of this month and by the approaching time of Ramadan and by the barakah of the what we have narrated from the Quran and the Sunnah, that He purifies our hearts and He turns us back to Him with a turning, a tawbah that never turns back from Him, that we become from the awwab, those who turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that we never turn to anyone other than Him ever again, and having purified our hearts so that we become for Him mukhlisina lahuddin, that we become pure for Him with every facet of our being, that we become of those who raise up this millah, raise up Islam, become those who can help His Habib, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and become those who are obedient to those He's commanded us to be obedient to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So seek forgiveness, ya ibad. Seek forgiveness, ya ibad. Seek forgiveness, ya ibad. Because He is the one who is Ghafoor Rahim, the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.